Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, sharenting, the practice of parents putting up lots of potentially sensitive material about their children on social media. Where do you stand on it? Well, many argue it shouldn't be happening at all. And one of those is journalist and Dr. Maura Chastanichala. And I spoke with her before we came on air about this. Maura Chastanichala, you're very welcome to the programme. You feel very strongly about sharenting. Explain what it is exactly and tell us why you're worried about it.
How do I feel about sharenting? I'll be honest, I evolved. I was one of those many people, if you remember Facebook years ago. Mm-hmm. I used to post loads of photos on Facebook of my gorgeous nephew. Obviously, he was the most beautiful baby ever. Like, I had photos of lots of people's children. We all did it. And then as we got more, I suppose, educated, and as we understood more about the internet and how it's not always the nice, happy, clappy place we like it to be, I've just gotten much, much more careful. And also from, you know, listening to other people who've kind of explained, you know, just because you think you're showing pictures to this person, that doesn't mean that other people aren't also getting access to them. Then we kind of learned that, you know, there's a dark web and there's people who lift things and lift images from the internet and have, I suppose, dark intentions for them. And then as well as that, you suddenly realize that sharenting and sharing photos of children and sharing happy clappy photos of families and things, it does generate interest. You get more like, you get more comments, you get more interaction. And if you're an influencer and if you make money off your social media, which, by the way, I have no problem with, fair play to them. I wish I was that creative that I was able to make money sharing content off my social media. I haven't got that skill. But when you do, if there's one thing that increases engagement, it's a baby announcement. It's a picture of a baby. It's a picture of a gorgeous toddler. It's pictures of children in cute clothes playing with toys. And I don't blame these influencers because, you know, at the beginning, none of us really knew what we were doing when it came to social media. But I'll tell you one person who did know, and that was big business. Yeah. And they suddenly realized this is a way that we can advertise and get our products to eyes.
And you say in your article in the Irish Independent today, I wonder more and more, you say, about whether the money made from sharenting will ever be worth it for the children. Tell me about the encounter you had with people you knew on Grafton Street, I think it was, that made you uneasy recently.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, I had an appointment in Dublin and I was early, so I had some time to kill. So I was travelling around Grafton Street looking at things I didn't need and I couldn't afford to buy, but nonetheless, I was doing it anyway. And I spotted two children who I recognised, and it took me a second to figure out how I knew them. And then I saw their parent, and then I suddenly realised straight away, oh, I know this child. I know this child from social media. This parent, I know, has a very large social media following, you know, has a really engaged audience, thousands of followers. I like this person. Do you know, this is why I follow this person.
Yeah.
But I recognized the children and I knew who they were. And then it suddenly kind of dawned on me, I know their rough ages. I know where they live roughly. I could easily figure out where they went to school. If I really wanted to pay attention, for example, I've seen their parents have posted photos of them in their uniforms, for example. I could know their date of birth if I really wanted to know, because baby announcements, pregnancy announcements, the day they were born, their full name, their weight,
so
where they were born.
All of that information.
Which is lovely information that we love to share with our friends.
But the point is, and you made the point very well, I think, in the article, because you said Ireland is a small place. We're used to walking up a street and bumping into people that we know. The problem here is you knew all that about them. They didn't know you. This was all from social media. It's very disconcerting, isn't it?
I mean, it is, yeah.
The argument is made, and you allude to this as well, that this is a way for people to make money. It's empowering for mothers and fathers, but mothers especially, I think you make the point on. So what's wrong with it, especially if it's to an enclosed community online?
Well, this is it exactly. How closed is it? And I made the point there as well. We've all heard of the GAA catfish saga and how, you know, that was a real eye-opener for people that you might not be talking to who you think you're talking to. And, you know, we also found out as well that there are times where photos are lifted and used for malicious reasons and things like that. So you're never really sure when you broadcast on your phone, or even you, Cormac, you're on the radio, you've no idea who you're talking to. Anyone listening to you knows they're listening to Cormac O'Hara on Drive Time and he talks about news and current affairs. But you've no idea who you're speaking to. And the same is true for social media. And I think social media in particular, it creates a lovely community. You know, the reason this person that I follow is so popular is because this person has engaged with their followers. They interact with them. They speak to them online. You kind of feel like they're your friend. You like them. And you're delighted for them when they announce they're having babies. And you're delighted when they have children. And I am delighted to see influencers making a living out of this. It's a great way to make a living if you're able to do it. And this is no judgment at all from that point of view. But I think we need to take a step back and realize, you know, the child hasn't chosen to do this.
Yeah.
My child says they don't mind, but when you're 10 years old,
How do you know? Do you think that, I don't know if this is even possible, that you should get your children's consent?
Is it possible? I don't know. That's a question for a philosopher that I would not be able to answer. Now, the other difference is too, I suppose, if that child was a child actor and was appearing in ads or was appearing in TV series or in films or modelling, you know, there are contracts, there are ironclad protections. They're like, they can't work over X amount of hours. They have to be paid Y amount. You know, the child protection comes into play. Social media, now I'm not saying these parents are not protecting their own children, but what I am saying is that sometimes we don't realise maybe the width and the expansion of social media and where it can reach. We're all still learning. We're all learning this. And I just think it just made me a bit uneasy, you know?
Why do you say in the article that the company, I think you mean social media companies, is laughing all the way to the bank on the backs of their family in more ways than one without even so much as lip service to a duty of care? What do you mean by that?
Well, it's both the social media companies and the companies who are using these people for advertising. So say you're a big clothing brand and you spot an influencer who's at 100,000 followers, 200,000, and this influencer has really cute children and you'd love to sell shorts and t-shirts to their audience. Think about it, like putting an ad on TV, by the time you've hired those actors, a production company to do the ad, paid the television station or maybe social media company to run these ads, you spent a lot of money. It's much, much cheaper to get a social media influencer to give them a contract to share a few stories and a few reels and put up a link by these shorts here. Like perhaps actually these influencers, and I know some people might be screaming at the radio because I know there are people out there who don't like seeing influencers making any money. They could actually possibly be asking these companies for even more money considering the money they're saving for them. Like what TV show at the moment might have 500,000 viewers on a night in Ireland, for example?
Yeah. And you think,
and how much would that advertising slot cost?
Yeah, it's a point well made. I mean, it's so easy to do though, isn't it? It's so easy to set up a social media account and to share basically your own life or whatever you want of your own life. But I mean, you're saying the drawbacks could come slowly or insidiously. We need to take a step back is your message.
Exactly. Just maybe step back and think, you know, and just think, you know, what could this be potentially used for? Like, it's not always a nice place to be online. Unfortunately, I wish it was different, but it's not. And I think we've all felt, you know, little kickbacks from social media over the last few years, some of us more than others. And maybe just take a step back and think, you know, where is this going? Who potentially can see it? How can it be used? What can I do to protect my child? And this is a journey I had to go on myself. Like I said, had I had a child 10 years ago, I possibly would have had her all over my Instagram too. Mm. It's just, I've learned the hard way, I suppose. Okay. And I've just from seeing it, you know?
Do you know what? I'd love to know from parents or anyone, if you feel as uneasy as Dr. Maura Chasen-Ihiala about sharing content about your children online or about your family online. Dr. Maura Chasen-Ihiala, thank you very much indeed.